外昆特之音，服务原因聆听。各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早晨好。今天是2018年7月22日星期日，我们今天又一次非常荣幸的邀请到了深爱着我们以及我们深爱着的阿叔 Krishna Baladev Prabhu 为我们讲述今天的圣典博加瓦坦的早课，并请聆听。 Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。 Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 So you continue studying Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, chapter 5, the cause of all causes, today, text 30.
我们今天继续阅读圣典博加瓦坛第二篇第五章，一切原因的起因。我们今天阅读的诗节是第30诗节。
Vaikarikam.
Vaikarikam.
Mano.
Mano.
Jagye,
jagye,
vaikarikam mano jagye,
vaikarikam mano jagye,
deva,
deva,
vaikarika,
vaikarika,
dasha,
dasha,
deva vaikarika dasha,
deva vaikarika dasha,
dig,
dig.
Vatarka,
Vatarka,
Racheto,
Racheto,
Shvi,
Shvi,
Digvatarka, Pracheto, Shvi,
Digvatarka, Pracheto, Shvi,
Vanindropendra,
Vanindropendra,
Mitra,
Mitra,
Kaha,
Kaha,
Vanindropendra-mitra-kaha.
Vanindropendra-mitra-kaha.
Vaikarikam-mano-jage.
Vaikarikam-mano-jage.
Deva-vaikarika-dasha.
Deva-vaikarika-dasha.
Dikvatarka-prachetoshvi.
Dikvatarka-prachetoshvi.Pracheto Shri
Vanindra Pendra Mitra Kaha
Vanindra Pendra Mitra Kaha.
Okay, word for word.
字对字
Vaikarikat
Vaikarikat 从善良属性
Mana
Mana 信念
Jagye
Jagye 产生的
Deva,
Deva, 半神人们。
Vaikarika,
Vaikarika, 在善良属性。
Dasha,
Dasha, 十个。
Dik,
Dik, 方向的控制者。
Vata,
Vata, 空气的控制者。
Karka,
Karka, 太阳。
Racheta,
Racheta, Varuna,
Ashvi,
Ashvi, Ashvini Kumar 兄弟,
Vani,
Vani, 火神,
Indra,
Indra, 天地,
Upendra,
Upendra, 天堂中的神明,
Mitra,
Mitra,十二位阿迪提亚兄弟之一。
卡
卡帕扎帕提 Brahma 帕扎帕提 Brahma。
OK, Translation and Purport by Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada.
译文和要旨由 Srila Prabhupada 提供。译文，从善良属性中，心念和十位控制躯体活动的半神人产生并展示出来。这些展示出来的半神人分别称为 方向的控制者，空气的控制者，太阳神 Prajapati Daksha 之父， Ashvini Kumar 们，火神，天地，天堂中受崇拜的神明， Aditya 的领袖，生物体的祖先 Brahma。 要旨，善良属性 Vaikarika 是创造的中性阶段，激情属性 Tejas 是创造的开始，而愚昧属性 Dhammas 是愚昧的黑暗魔力下的物质创造的全盘展示。在卡利年代，机器年代，尤为突出的是在工厂车间里制造生活必需品，而这是最黑暗的。人类社会开创的这些创造业都处在愚昧属性的控制下，因为人实际上不需要创造这些商品。人类社会需要的主要是以为生的食物、睡觉用的遮盖、防备用的设备，以及满足感官的日用品。感官是生命的实际标志，这在下一个诗节将会解释。人类文明的目的是要净化感官，不应该人为的增加感官的需求，因此只有在绝对需要时才可以提供满足感官的对象，食物、遮盖物、防卫设备和感官享乐，只有在物质存在的状态下才需要，否则在纯净无污染的原本生活状态中，生物并不需要这些。因此这些需要是不自然的，在纯粹的生活状态中没有这种需要，所以增加人为的需要，就如同那是物质文明的标准，或者人类社会的经济发展，都属于愚昧无知的活动。人类从始的这类活动是在损耗自己的精力，而人类的精力主要是为了用于净化感官，以便用它们去满足至尊主的感官。至尊主作为灵性感官的至尊拥有者，是感官的主人 Hrishikesha。 梵文 Hrishikesha 的意思是感官， Isha 的意思是主人。至尊主不是感官的仆人，换句话说，他并不聆听于感官。相反，受制约的灵魂或个体生物则是感官的仆人，受感官的驱使。因此物质文明只不过是从事感官享乐的一种活动而已，应该把治愈感官享乐这种疾病当作人类文明的标准。人只有为满足至尊主的灵性感官而活动，才能做到这一点。永远不要人为的使感官停止活动，而应该净化它们，用它们为满足感官之主的感官做纯粹的服务。这就是薄伽梵歌的教导。尔朱呢，想先满足自己的感官，所以决定不跟他家族的成员和朋友作战，但圣主 Krishna 教导他，给他讲述了薄伽梵歌，净化他，改变他为了感官享乐而做的决定。结果尔朱呢，同意为满足至尊主的感官而按至尊主的意愿在 Kurukshetra 的战场上作战。韦达经教导我们迈向光明之途，摆脱黑暗的存在。 Tamasmajyotirgama， 光明之途就是去满足至尊主的感官。被误导了的人或智力欠佳的人，不走尔朱那和至尊主 其他奉献者为我们指出的光明之途，相反，去走那些在不努力满足至尊主超然感官的情况下觉悟自我的路，要么试图人为的停止感官活动瑜伽体系，要么否认至尊主有超然的感官思辨体系。然而奉献者比瑜伽师 Yogi 和思辨者 Gyani 都高级，他们不否认至尊主有感官，想去满足至尊主的感官。瑜伽师和思辨者完全是出于愚昧才否认至尊主有感官，因此想人为的设法控制病态感官的种种活动。感官在患病的状态下为增加物质需求而过度操劳，当人开始看清增加感官活动的害处时，他就被称为思辨者。当人努力通过练瑜伽去停止感官活动时，他就被称为是瑜伽师。而当人完全了解至尊主有超然的感官并设法满足他的感官时，他就成了至尊主的奉献者。至尊主的奉献者既不想否认至尊主有感官这一事实，也不非自然地停止自己的感官活动，而是像尔朱那一样自愿用进化了的感官为感官的主人做服务，因此很容易达到取悦至尊主的完美境界，一切完美的最高境界。译文：从善良属性中心念和十位控制躯体活动的半神人产生并展示出来，这些展示出来的半神人分别称为方向的控制者、空气的控制者、太阳神、Pajapati Daksha 之父、Ashwini Kumar 们、火神、天地、天堂中受崇拜的神明、Aditya 的领袖、生物体的祖先 Brahma。 他说
Om Agena Timirandasya Agena Jana Shalakaya Shakshuran Militam Jana Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunnavadi Pashata Deshatarine Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vanchakaupataru Vyacha Kripa Sindhubhyaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadara Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we continue hearing the progression of the creation of the material elements.
我们继续在聆听关于用物质的元素创造这个物质世界的进程。
You see how the mind is manifested, generated from the mode of goodness.
那我们可以看到这个心意它是由善良形态所产生出来的。
And then I mentioned about the 10 demigods controlling the bodily movements.
而且呢这里面也提到了十位去控制身体的活动的半神人们。
And Srila Prabhupada explains in a purport how actually the senses are the practical signs of life.
舒拉帕帕这个要旨里面呢就给我们解释了这个感官它如何成为了生命的生命真相。
Because everything is expressed through the senses.
因为所有的一切呢，都是通过感官来表达的。
Yet with intelligence we make plans.
比如说我们用智性去做计划。
With the mind we think and feel and decide what to do.
用我们的心意去思考、去感受以及去决定应该做什么。
But the activities are carried on by the senses.
但是呢，所有的这些活动都是由感官去完成的。
And the senses are always constantly interacting with the different objects of the senses as we saw before.
而且呢，我们也知道这个感官它其实一直都是被这个感官的各种各样的这个对象所牵引着的。
So the senses are the primary thing that we have to deal with.
所以说呢，感官是我们首当其冲需要去应对的事情。
And we all know that our major problem is because our senses are attached to enjoy the objects of the senses.
而且我们也知道，我们最大的这个问题就是我们的感官会依附于这个感官的对象。
Because of ignorance, we think that this is the way we can experience happiness.
那么就是出于愚昧呢，使我们觉得，如果我们要是去依附于感官对象的话，我们就能够去得到快乐和幸福。
Because we are identified with these bodies.
因为我们认同于我们的躯体。
We think that satisfying the needs of this body, this is what gives us satisfaction.
因为我们觉得如果我们要是去满足身体的需求的话，那我们也就会感到心满意足。
That's why in material existence, we all need food, we need shelter, we need to protect ourselves, we need sense gratification.
所以也就是说呢，在这个物质世界里面，我们实际上是需要食物，需要一些需求。那么这样的话呢，我们需要一些这个居住的这个地方，然后我们需要去得到感官上的享乐。
So these are needs of material existence.
而这些呢，都是在这个物质世界存在着的需求。
But these are not the needs of the soul.
但是这些都不是灵魂的需求。
Only when we are covered by this false ego, thinking that we are this material product, then we think that we satisfying these needs is the main goal in life.
但是就是由于我们被假我所覆盖，使得我们觉得我们必须要去满足这个物质感官的这个需求。那么这样我们才能够去维系我们的生活。
And because we think that this is the way to get happiness, we can expand how much sense, try to expand how much sense gratification we can obtain.
那么就是由于我们觉得这个是获得快乐的这种方法。所以说呢，我们就觉得我们要无限的去得到这个感官上的这个享乐，以此得到快乐。
And we see that all material civilization is based on pushing and try to satisfy, to extend the satisfaction of our senses.
而且我们发现，就是所有的这些物质上的这个发展全部都是为了要去满足我们在感官上的快乐的这个需求。
Whereas in a progressive life, in a progressive life, we try to minimize the demands of the senses to really the bare minimum.
但是呢，在我们生命的这个进程的时候呢，我们就试图着要去减少我们感官的这个需求，把它降到最低。
Yes, we are in a material body. We are still confined in a material body, but by good understanding, the understanding that we are something else, at least we can try to minimize the satisfaction of the senses.
没错，我们现在依然呢还是受限在我们的这个物质的躯体里面，但是由于我们了解了更多的这个信息，所以说呢我们就尽量的去减少我们的感官上的需求。
Yes, we need food.
没错，我们需要食物。
Because these bodies are made of material energy and they subsist with food. Without food, they cannot exist.
因为这个身体呢是由物质能量构成的，所以说呢身体是需要食物去维系的。如果没有食物的话，这个身体就没有办法保留下来了。
We need to give rest to the bodies.
而且呢我们也需要让身体去休息。
Because if you don't give a certain amount of rest to the bodies cannot function.
因为如果要是身体没有得到一定量的休息的话，这个身体也就没有办法工作了。
We need to protect. If there's an aggression, something against our bodies, we need to protect them.
那么比如我们也需要一些这个保护。比如说当我们在这个生活的过程中，如果要是需要看到了一些去攻击身体的一些事物的话，我们实际上是需要去保护身体不受他们的打扰的。
We protect the bodies from the rain, protect the bodies from the scorching heat, and we give shelter to the bodies.
比如说当下雨的时候，或者是当烈日炎炎的时候，都需要去保护这个身体，需要让身体有一个庇护。
And we need to procreate. It's a natural material function.
而且呢，我们也需要去繁衍后代，这个也是一个非常自然的身体的功能。
And through that, living entities get more sense gratification.
但是通过这个呢，就使这个生物体得到了更多的感官上的快乐。
But the problem in a loose materialistic way of life, people tend to exploit this sense gratification, the way they try to satisfy these needs.
但是就是由于在这个非常松懈的物质生活中呢，使得这个生物体它就有了这种要去剥削的一种倾向，使得它恣意的去获得感官上的快乐。
That's why Srila Prabhupada in the purport he says that yes, the objects of sense satisfaction should be supplied, what the needs.That gives a certain sense satisfaction should be supplied as much as is required. Just that.
所以舍勒帕帕在这节诗的要旨里面就讲到了，就是这个感官所需要的这些事物是需要为他提供的，但是呢，提供的这个量仅仅是他所需要的那一部分就好了。
But not to aggravate, not to aggravate the needs of the senses.
而不是呢去这个加强感官的快乐的需求。
And this is what modern society are so inclined to do.
而这个呢就是我们现在的这个当今的这个社会努力正在做的事儿。
To extend to push the necessities of life so we can get more sense enjoyment.
是大量的去夸大我们的生活所需，这样的话呢就能够使人更多的去进行感官上的享乐。
That's why you tend to produce things that artificial things to satisfy the senses that are not really required for our maintenance.
这样的话就会去产生出一些人为的去满足感官享乐的一些事物。那么这些呢其实并不是要去维系生活的所需。
And then we become attached to those things because we become convinced that only by giving more satisfaction to the senses we will be really happy.
但是呢，人们呢开始变得对这些事情非常的依附，因为大家都深信只有得到更多的这些物质的事物才能够让生活变得更加的快乐。
Whereas in a progressive human life, we should try to restrain or limit the ways of satisfying the senses just to the minimum.
但是呢，在我们生命的进程的过程中呢，作为人，我们应该尽量的去减少，去满足我们感官快乐的事物。
And in this way, you can gradually become detached from this.Artificial needs.
因为只有这样，我们才能够逐渐的去弃离这些人为造作的需求。
So it's not easy to really understand how much less can we really engage in sense gratification.
It's not so easy
to find the right understanding how little should be our tendency to satisfy the senses, how much we should minimize.
Yeah, 但是呢，就是真正的去理解我们到底要减少多少去满足我们感官快乐的这个事物的这件事情，并不是那么容易去理解。
Srila Prabhupada many times mentions, you know, human life is meant to simple living and high thinking.
Srila Prabhupada 他多次提到了我们人类的生命本来就是应该去过着简单的生活，崇高的思想的日子。
This can be interpreted in so many ways.
而这句话呢，可以用很多的方式去理解。
Yeah, for a person living in the countryside, yes, living from the land and producing what is necessary and be satisfied with that. This is simplicity, simple life.
比如说，居住在村庄里面的人，他们由于有自己的土地，所以呢，他们就可以依靠自己的土地去获得自给自足的这些生活所需。那么这个确实是一个非常简单的生活。
But for people living in the cities, and who cannot afford to have a piece of land in the countryside and living all this natural way, then simplicity could be having a modest apartment, a modest car if there is really need a car, and minimize one's demands for sense enjoyment.
但是生活在城市里面的人呢，由于他没有办法像生活在乡间里面的人那样会有一片土地，然后呢依靠土地里面的这些生长去生活，所以说在城市里面的人的简单的生活也就意味着他有一个简简单单的居住的一个寓所，然后呢有一些简简单单的这个生活所需，或者说是他需要车的话呢，也是一辆这个不便宜的不贵的车就好了，然后呢用这样的方式去尽量的减低他的感官享乐的这种生活，以这样的方式去过着简单的生活。
So the way to really discriminate what is really minimize and making our lives more simple is by understanding how much of these things we really needto use in Krishna's service, to maintain, to satisfy our bare minimum necessities of life, and to engage in devotional service.
所以说呢，就是真正的去区分、去了解怎么去过上一个简单的生活，是真正能够了解我们到底需要多少生活所需，然后呢，如何能够把这些事情把这些事物用品用在对 Krishna 的服务之中。
It means that only simple living is not possible unless there is high thinking.
而且呢，这也意味着仅仅是简单的生活是不可能做到的，因为简单的生活必须和崇高的思想是在一起的。
And that's why you see people before they used to live, particularly in China, they used to live Most of the people used to live in the countryside and be happy with how much they can produce to maintain themselves.
那么你就可以看到，在中国，特别是在以前，大部分的人都是生活在乡下，然后呢，他们有一些这个非常基本的生活的这个保障，然后呢，非常快乐的生活在他们自己的这个地方。
So they had quite a simple life.
那么这些呢，都是很简单的生活方式。
And certainly they were more or less satisfied.
而且毫无疑问，他们多多少少都是处在一种很心满意足的状态下的。
But with this materialistic understanding of trying to maximize the needs of the senses, you know, to make people think that they need to enjoy more with their senses, otherwise they will not be happy. The result is that people abandon the countryside and they go to the cities with the idea that in the cities they're going to have more opportunity for sense gratification.
但是呢，这个大方向就是人是需要更多的这个物质的给给给给，就是物质的这个供给，然后呢，他才能够得到更多的物质的快乐，才能够得到更多的感官上的快乐的这样的一种心态的驱使下，使得这些在乡间里面生活的人，他们就放弃了在乡下的这个简单的生活，而来到大城市去寻求更多的物质的获得，因为他们知道，他们觉得只有这样的方式才能够过上更好的生活。
And it seems there's no way to stop to end that.
而且看起来好像这件事情是没有办法去停止的。
Factories and all kinds of things continue to produce all kinds of machines, all kinds of gadgets, everything, just to increase, to push, increase that the facility for sense enjoyment.
比如说有这个越来越多的工厂在进行着建设，有越来越多的这个机器被生产出来，所有的这些都是为了要去更加的促使感官上的享乐。
So we become totally caught in a very artificial way of life.
这样的话就使我们完全的被捆缚在了一个人为造作的一种生活方式之中。
And human beings totally got disconnected with what means to really have a progressive life.
而人呢，也就完全的与如何去更好的去进程自己的这个生命这件事情断离了。
They become totally dependent and attached to this artificial means of satisfying their senses.
因为人呢就完全的依附在了这些人为造作的去满足他们的感官享乐的事物之上。
And we see that as a result, people are not really happy. They are constantly in anxiety, constantly hankering to have more, because satisfaction of the senses cannot really bring them happiness.
这样的话，我们看到的这个结果就是人并没有由于过上了这样的日子而变得快乐起来，而是恒常的处于焦虑和渴求更多的物质所需这件事情上。因为他觉得就是要得到更多。
So we as aspiring devotees, we are also caught in this system.
而我们这些想要成为奉献者的这些候选人们，依然也是被捆在这样的一种体系里面的。
So we have to develop a higher understanding, higher realization.
所以呢，我们必须要培养出一个更高的一种理解，更高的觉悟。
And all begins by being constantly aware that we are actually not these bodies, we are parts and parcels of Krishna.
所以呢，我们就需要去恒常的去意识到，我们并不是这具物质的躯体， 而我们是 Krishna 不可分割的一个部分。
If the basic understanding that Srila Prabhupada constantly brings up in his purpose, we are not these material bodies.
那也就是为什么 Srila Prabhupada 他会恒常不断地在他的要旨里面去告诉我们，我们并不是这具躯体。
So try to live a life just to satisfy these bodies, these senses. It can never bring about happiness to the soul.
所以如果我们只是过着一个去感、这个满足我们的身体和心意的快乐的生活的话，永远都不可能让灵魂变得快乐起来。
What we are doing in material life, what we are doing is just to increase our material needs, artificially increase our material needs, so that we try to satisfy those needs by artificial means, and the result is that we become more frustrated, more anxious, more unsatisfied.
所以呢，我们做的是什么事情呢？我们做的只不过呢，就是需要去更多的去获得我们让我们的感官快乐的那些事物。但是当我们在追求这些感官快乐的这个事物的时候呢，就会让我们变得越来越沮丧，变得越来越难受，不开心。
And instead of being the master of our senses, being in control of our senses, being in control of our bodies, we become dominated by the body. We live our lives under the direction of the senses.
本来我们是应该去控制我们的感官、心意和身体的，但是呢，我们现在却变得受控于我们的感官和身体了，使得我们所做的一切都是在他们的这个牵制之下去完成的。
And because so much artificial needs are created out there in the market.You know, we start hankering for those things, thinking by satisfying, increasing our needs, we're going to be, and satisfying them, we're going to be happier and happier.
因为现在这个市场上呢，生产出了好多好多的这些，这个人为造作的一些，好像是要我们的这个，去满足我们的生活的这些事物。所以说呢，我们就一直在想着这些东西。我们就觉得如果我们要是能够得到这些东西的话，就能够更加的去满足我们的需求。
So, some spiritualists, or they understand that to indulge in sense gratification is does not produce happiness.
那么有一些这个超然主义者呢，他们知道就是如果要是仅仅去从事感官享乐的活动的话，是不可能得到快乐的。
So, this is the Gyanis.
那么这些呢，被称为是 Gyanis, 思辨家。
They deny that there is a Lord and the Lord has senses, and they just try to not engage in sense gratification.
那他们呢，其实不承认有主，也不承认主是有感官的，而他们只是去弃离着感官享乐的活动。
Some other, like the yogis, they try to stop the activities of their senses once forever by the practice of yoga principles.
那么有些瑜伽师呢，就通过去习练瑜伽的一些原则，使他根本就停止了他感官上的活动。
But either denying the existence of the transcendental senses or stopping the activities of the senses, it's not the purpose of life.
但是呢，一个是拒绝超然的感官的存在，或者是根本就停止了感官的活动，这两个其实都不是我们生命的目的所在。
It still means that we don't have the right understanding.
那么这依然意味着我们还没有得到对事物的正确的认知。
Means we still don't understand who we are.
也就意味着我们依然还不知道我们到底是谁。
Because only by having the right understanding of what we are, then we can know what we should be doing in order to really be happy.
因为我们只有真正的知道了我们是谁，然后我们才能够知道，如果要让自己变得快乐起来的话，我们到底应该去从事什么活动。
Certainly, by denying the senses or stopping the activities of the senses, you know, there is a certain feeling of happiness that is superior to the sense gratification. Certainly.
那当然，毫无疑问的一件事情就是，如果要是否认感官的存在，或者是停止感官的活动，所得到的快乐要高于只是去追求感官享乐所得到的快乐。
But our understanding is what the devotees have.
Sorry, Ashu.
The higher understanding is in bhakti.
Okay, 但是呢，这个更高的理解实际上是居于 bhakti 中的理解。
Because it's not just we are not these bodies, but then we have to understand who we are.
也就是说呢，我们不仅仅要明白我们并不是这具躯体，而是更应该明白我们到底是谁。
Oh, okay. I am not matter. I actually am spirit. I am consciousness.
Oh, 我不是物质，我其实是一种精神，我实际上是意识，是知觉。
This is still not complete. Understand.
但这并不是完整的理解。
That's why in the Bhagavad Gita from the very beginning, Krishna states how we are actually connected with him. We are parts and parcels of him.
也就为什么 Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》开始的时候就告诉了我们，我们是他的不可分割的一部分，我们实际上是和他连接在一起的。
Means our existence.It's not just a spiritual existence, but it's an existence that is linked with the existence of the Lord.
也就是说呢，我们的这种存在，它并不仅仅是一个灵性的存在，而是一个和主连接在一起的灵性的存在。
Means we have a connection. We have a connection with the Lord. We are connected with the Lord.
也就意味着我们和主之间是有一个连接的。我们和主是联系在一起的。
Krishna has senses also.
而且 Krishna 他也是有感官的。
But he's never controlled by his senses.
但是 Krishna 从来就没有被他的感官所控制。
He is the master of his senses and he's the master of all the senses of the living entities because the living entities are all parts and parcels of him.
那么 Krishna 他是感官的控制者，而且呢，他也是所有的生物体的感官的控制者，因为所有的生物体都是他不可分割的一部分。
Our senses are part, as we are part and parcels of Krishna, our senses are also part and parcel of Krishna's senses.
那因为我们是 Krishna 不可分割的一部分，所以说呢，我们的感官也是 Krishna 的感官的一部分。
And this is what bhakti means.
而这也就是 bhakti 的深意所在。
To engage our senses in the service of the master of the senses.
就是让我们的感官去从事对感官之主的服务。
This is what we practice in bhakti, try to engage our senses, because this is what we are more active with, is with our senses. So engage our senses in the service of Krishna's senses.
那么这个呢，也就是我们一直在练习的事情，因为我们的感官是非常的活跃的，所以呢，我们要训练我们的感官，让感官去从事对 Krishna 的服务。
So by doing that, by practicing this type of engagement of the senses, gradually we become free from material designation, the material consciousness, thinking that we are this body, we belong to this country, belong to this family, etc., etc.
所以呢，就是通过去让感官去从事对 Krishna 服务的这个活动，让我们逐渐的摆脱了对于我们的物质身份的认同，也就让我们摆脱了。认为自己是属于这具躯体的，或者是属于这个国家的，或者是某一种身份。
And our senses become purified.
而且这么做呢，也就使我们的感官变得得到了净化。
Means we start to experience real sense enjoyment.
也就意味着我们开始去体验到了真正的。
Because we cannot negate, we cannot deny the existence of the senses.
因为首先呢，我们不能够去否认感官的存在。
And we cannot stop the activities of the senses.
而且我们也没有办法停止感官的活动。
Because the soul by nature is active.
因为灵魂它的本性就是非常的活跃的。
And the senses are the outlet to express this desire for activity, so they are the active part of the body.
而且呢，就这个身这个心瘾这个感官呢，它也是非常的活跃的，它需要去表达这个身体的需求。
嗯。So we need to give the proper engagement to the senses, that's all.
所以呢，我们需要做的事情就是让这个感官去从事恰当的活动。
We don't need to deny their existence, we don't need to stop their functions.
所以呢，我们不需要去否认感官的存在，我们也不需要去停止感官的活动。
So that's why bhakti, devotional service, is a very practical process.
所以说呢，这个奉 bhakti, 奉爱服务，也就是说呢，这个奉献奉爱服务的这个修习，它其实是一个非常实际的一种修习方法。
We don't need to deny anything. We need no need to stop any activity. We just need to stop the activities of the senses. We just need to accept that our senses are part and parcel of Krishna's senses and to engage them in proper activities of devotion.
那么首先呢，我们不需要去否认感官的存在，我们也不需要去结束感官所从事的活动，而我们所需要做的事情呢，就是接受我们的感官是 Krishna 的感官的不可分割的一部分。然后让感官去从事恰当的对 Krishna 的服务的活动。
So this is the most natural process. We just keep engaging our senses in activities, but just change the object of our satisfaction. We want to satisfy our own interest, or we want to satisfy Krishna with the control of our senses.
那么所以说呢，这个也就是恰当的让感官去从事的活动，让感官去到底是去从事是为了要去满足我们自己的感官的享乐的活动呢，还是让感官去从事为 Krishna 做服务，让 Krishna 去得到满足的那个活动。
This is what we have to practice, to try to do activities that we know are pleasing to the Lord.
所以这个也就是我们努力的要去修习的这个事情，也就是我们要去从事让 Krishna 开心的活动。
And then if there is necessity to use many facilities that are out there, yes, we can use those facilities provided it's are really used in Krishna service.
而且如果呢，我们需要去用那些已经提供在那里的设施的时候，我们实际上是可以去用这些设施的，然后把这个设施用在对 Krishna 的服务之中。
So if you live in the cities and we need a car, we need, we need a computer, you need a cell phone, we need so many. Yes, as long as you are going to use these things to satisfy the Lord, then there is no problem.
那比如说我们生活在城市里面，我们需要一辆车，需要电脑，或者需要一些设施。只要我们是把这些设施用于对 Krishna 的服务之中的话，我们是可以去用所有的这些设施的。
So we can use the material facilities that are available there, but we use them in Krishna's service.
所以呢，我们可以运用那些已经在那里的这些物质的设施，但是呢，把它们用在对 Krishna 的服务之中。
We just have to be very careful to not be attached to these things just for our own sense gratification.
但是呢，我们要非常的小心，不要依附于这些事物，然后把这些事物用在对我们自己的感官享乐之中。
So that's why we have to always be acting in this world always with the understanding that we are parts and parcels of Krishna. Our senses are part and parcel of Krishna's senses.
所以说呢，我们在这个世界呢，一直要处在一种非常活跃的状态下，但是呢，要基于一个我们了解自己是 Krishna 不可分割的一部分，以及我们的感官是 Krishna 的感官不可分割的一部分的这个前提下的。
Then we can engage in many activities within this material world using so many facilities, but not become entangled.
这样的话，我们就可以去在这个物质世界去从事很多的活动，而且呢，也会去运用这个物质世界里面的很多设施。但与此同时呢，又不会被束缚在其中。
Some people may think, okay, I just want to retire from all this materialistic life. I want to go and live in a mountain and just do my spiritual practice.
那有些人可能会想，哦，那好吧，我现在我想做的事情就是从这个物质存在的这个社会中退休。然后呢，去到这个山里面，然后在山里面呢进行我自己的静心的灵修。
You give up my responsibilities, my family responsibilities, give up all these things and just go away from this complicated society.
然后放弃我对家庭的职责以及我在社会上的所有的这些职责。放弃所有的这些这个繁荣复杂的这些这个关系和事情，我就走了。
But that's not the way to achieve perfection.
但这并不是达到完美的方法。
This is just escape responsibilities.
这只是从职责中的逃跑。
It's not the right engagement for the senses, because even living in a mountain, you may be attracted to sense enjoyment.
因为这并不是一个恰当的去运用感官的方式，因为就即便是到了这个深山老林里面的话，也是会被感官享乐所吸引的。
That great yogi, Sobari Muni, he was so advanced and he thought, okay, let me go inside the water.Just stay inside the water, so I'll not be distracted in my meditation, in my spiritual practice.
就是那个伟大的圣人 Sabari Muni, 他是非常精进而高深的。然后呢，他就说，那好吧，我现在为了不被打扰，所以呢，我就要潜到水底去进行我的苦修。
But the result is the result is.You know, he was not doing the right thing. He was not engaging his senses in the service of Krishna's sense. And the result, he became attracted to sex enjoyment simply by seeing two fish having intercourse.
但事实上呢，他没有正确的运用他的感官，他并没有让他的感官去致力于满足 Krishna 的感官的这个活动之中。所以说呢。他仅仅因为看到了两条鱼在那交配，就使自己又陷入了这个对性的感官享乐之中。
So if you don't give the right satisfaction to the senses, the senses are the object of the senses are going to pull our senses into the wrong engagement.
所以如果我们要是不让感官去从事正确的活动的话，那么这个感官它自己就会把我们给拖走，然后呢去从事不恰当的活动。
We need to satisfy our senses because they are part of us.
那么因为这个感官它其实是我们的一部分，其实我们是需要去令感官满意的。
But the way to satisfy the senses is by satisfying Krishna's senses.
但是呢，去让感官得到满意的正确的方式是让这个感官去从事满足 Krishna 感官的活动。
And this is bhakti. You know, we engage our senses in activities of devotion to Krishna, and naturally, we experience great sense gratification.
那么这个就是 bhakti. 也就是说呢，当我们用我们的感官去从事让 Krishna 开心快乐的事情的时候，那我们的感官也就非常自然的变得心满意足了。
We eat fantastic. We satisfy our tongue by eating fantastic prasadam.
比如说呢，我们可以通过让这个舌头去品尝非常的味美的 prasadam 而让它感到满意。
We satisfy our hearing, you know, by hearing beautiful kirtans.
我们可以通过让耳朵去聆听美妙的 kirtan 而让它心满意足。
Here in the description of the activities of the Lord with his devotees.
然后也可以去聆听主和他的奉献者之间的这个美妙的活动的描述。
So there is unlimited ways to satisfy our senses when we engage them in Krishna's service.
所以说呢，当我们让我们的感官去从事对 Krishna 的服务的时候，就有各种各样的去满足感官的方法。
But we have to be always aware that our senses belong to Krishna's sense, belongs to Krishna.
但是呢，我们要一直都要去意识到的一件事情，就是我们的这个感官是属于 Krishna 的感官的一部分的。
They are parts and parcel of Krishna's senses.
他们是 Krishna 的感官的不可分割的一部分。
And this is the only way to really experience real sense enjoyment.
而这是唯一的去真正的去体验感官的方式。
Any other process of artificial trying to satisfy the senses only create dissatisfaction eventually.
而其他的任何一些这个人为造作的感官享乐的这个方式，其实最终只是会让你觉得沮丧。
And try to suppress, to stop the activities of the senses or deny the stress, or does not help.
Sorry, Ashur, the voice is broken. Could you say again?
Denying the existence of the senses or stop the activities of the senses also does not solve the problem.
对，但是呢，去拒绝感官的存在以及去停止感官的活动也没有办法去解决这个问题。
So yes, we have to make our lives simple by having the right understanding of what that means.
但是所以说呢，我们需要让我们的生活变得简单，但是呢，我们需要真正的了解生活简单到底它是什么意思。
Means to really minimize how we satisfy our needs and minimize our needs, but at the same time we can use any facilities out there if used in Krishna service.
也就是说呢，我们要尽量的去减少我们的需求，但是与此同时呢，要把手边的所有的这些设施全部都用在对 Krishna 的服务中。
Because this is our real function. Our real function is to be engaged in Krishna's service.
所以这个才是我们真正的功能所在。我们真正的功能就在于去从事对 Krishna 的服务。
And this is what brings us to perfection of life.
而这个呢也就能够把我们带向生命的完美。
So we are not gyanis, we are not yogis, we are not tapasvis.
所以我们并不是 gyani, 思辨家，也不是 yogi, 瑜伽师，也不是 tapasvi, 就是苦修者。
We are devotees.
我们是奉献者。
And devotees means they engage in activities that are pleasing to the Lord.
那么奉献者也就意味着他会去从事让主开心的活动。
And in this way, the devotees every day they experience a festival to their senses.
那么也就是这样的话呢，会使这个奉献者每天都会去感受着节日。
Because in the service of the Lord, there's unlimited ways of satisfying the senses of the Lord. Unlimited ways.Have experienced real sense enjoyment.
因为呢，在这个服务主的这个时候呢，就会有各种各样的无限的方式去让这个感官去从事活动，而且呢，也会让这个感官去享受到无限的感官享乐。
So the devotees are the best sense gratifiers.
所以说，奉献者是最好的。感官享乐者
They are the ones who know the best how to enjoy their senses.
就说这个奉献者呀，他是最知道怎么感官享乐的，因为他们知道让感官得到快乐的最好的方法。
Because they know how to use their senses properly.
因为他们知道怎么恰当的去运用感官。
And in this process of enjoying, this method of enjoying the senses is helping us to become free from material designation and is making our senses purified.
而这种感官享乐呢，可以让我们这个可以让我们的这个感官变得净化，并且呢，让我们摆脱。Sorry, 阿叔，这是make our
We become free from material designation.
让我们呢，就是摆脱了我们物质躯体的认同。
And our senses become more and more purified.
That part again. 而且呢，我们的这个感官呢，还变得越来越净化了。
So it's such a practical process.
所以呢，这是一个非常实际的一个练习的程序。
We don't need to go away from what we are, where we are, you know, what we have. We don't need.
所以说呢，我们不需要去到另外一个地方，我们不需要这样做。
We don't need to get rid of the things we have.
而且我们也不需要抛弃我们现在已经有的那些东西。
Unless there is really no use.For those things in the service of the Lord, then what's the use of keeping them?
但是除非呢，就这些东西真的没有办法去为主做服务了的话，那我们就不需要留着这些东西了。
But everything that can be used in Krishna's service should use.
否则的话呢，任何一件可以为主做服务的事物，我们都可以去用它们。
And this is the A proper way to achieve renunciation.
而这个呢，也是一个恰当的去真达气绝的一种境界的方式。
To understand that things that I'm surrounded by are not for my sense enjoyment, they are meant for Krishna's service.
就明白了，在我身边围绕的所有的这一切，全部都不是为了让我去得到感官享乐的。而是为了要为主做服务用的。
So we just have to change a little bit our conception.
所以呢，我们只是需要去改变一下我们所有的这个概念。
It's not my body. It belongs to Krishna.
对呢，这并不是我的躯体，我的这个身体是属于 Krishna 的。
It's not my senses. They belong to Krishna.
而这也不是我的感官。那么这个感官呢，也是属于 Krishna 的。
is not my cell phone, it's Krishna's cell phone.
这不是我的手机，这是 Krishna 的手机。
It's Krishna's car, it's Krishna's house, it's Krishna, everything belongs to Krishna.
那么这是 Krishna 的家，是 Krishna 的车，所有的一切都是属于 Krishna 的。
So if everything belongs to Krishna, everything has to be used in Krishna's service.
对，既然所有的一切都是属于 Krishna, 所以呢，这一切呢，都应该用作对 Krishna 的服务之中。
So we are understanding this, we are hearing about this process of creation.
所以呢，我们在聆听关于创造的过程，我们在试图理解这一点。
And we are understanding actually everything is emanating from the Lord.
而且我们也理解到了，所有的这一切全部都源远于主。
So far, nothing has been mentioned to be ours.
到目前为止没有哪一件事情说是我们自己的
the false ego, the mind, the intelligence, this is all creations of the Lord.
比如说我们的假我我们的心意我们的智性所有的这一切全部都是主的创造
all the elements that are used for the creation of this material world everything is manifested from the Lord, it's not from us.
在这个用来创造物质世界的所有的这些物质元素也都全部都是源远于主的这并不是我们的
Nothing, absolutely nothing belongs to us
没有什么完全没有任何一件东西是属于我们自己的
We are just caretakers We are taking care on behalf of the Lord
我们只不过是帮着主代表着主在照顾这些东西而已
Because we are servants.
因为我们是仆人。
Servants, they don't have property.
作为仆人是没有任何的家私的。
They are the property of somebody.
那么这个仆人本身自己就是某人的财产。
So we are the property. Everything we have is the property of Krishna. We are the property of Krishna.
所以我们所有的这一切都是 Krishna 的财产实际上我们自己也是 Krishna 的财产
So our only engagement the only thing we have to do is to always engage in Krishna service
所以我们唯一需要总是在做的事情就是去为 Krishna 做服务
So this is what we are learning
所以这个是我们所学到的、
And this is what we are trying to practice.
而这也是我们试图要去修习的。
Engaging our senses in Krishna's service.
把我们的感官致力在对主 Krishna 的服务之中。
And then we stay away from trouble.
我们这么做了呢，就能够远离麻烦了。
Otherwise, if you let our senses just go for the object of the senses, we will become more and more and more, our lives become more and more complicated and we cannot be peaceful.
但如果我们要让我们的这个感官一直跟着这个感官对象转的话，那我们就一直会深陷在各种各样的麻烦之中，我们就没有办法处在平和里了。
Okay, we stop here.
讲课这一部分就到这里了。
Any questions?
Yes, Prabhu. The question is from Guru Das, Prabhu.
感谢讲课和翻译，帕布帕德很多课程都是在讲我们是灵魂，不是这个身体。我们在理论上都知道了，为什么他总是要重复这一点？难道反复重复就能使我们超越理论达到觉悟吗谢谢您、
Thank you very much for the lecture and thanks for the
translation
Yeah Srila Prabhupada in his lectures has mentioned many many times about we are not the soul but not the body we theoretically we have really understand about this but why he repeatedlymstress for this point. Is that because mentioning it time and time again can help us to go beyond the theory? and reach that realization. Thank you very much.
Yes, it is. It is what you say.
是的，就是像您所讲的那样。
We need to hear this again and again because we tend to forget in practical life.
我们需要去反复的去聆听到这一点，因为在我们的这个每日的这个生活中，我们就有可能把这件事情给忘了。
We have been conditioned in material life for so many lifetimes.
因为我们已经在这么多生时之中，受限在这个物质的生活之列，生活里。
So we often act in this world with total forgetfulness of who we really are.
所以说呢，当我们在这个世界上去应对我们的生活的时候，是处在一个完全的忘记了我们自己到底是谁的状态下的。
This identification with the body is so deep.
而这个我们深深的认同于我们是这具躯体。
We may think that we have understood, we have realized that we are not this body. We may think like that.
我们也许可能自己会认为 我已经知道了我不是这具躯体，我已经意识到了我不是这具躯体。
Until we become very sick.
Very
sick. Until one day we become very sick.
Okay, got it. 就直到有一天我们得了重病了。
And then you really feel how identified we are with the body because the body can give us so much misery.
然后这会儿呢，你就因为这个在生病的时候，这个身体它会给我们很多很多的这个痛苦。那么这会儿的时候呢，你就看看是不是能够认同于这个躯体或者不认同。
So we may think, yeah, I understood. I already heard this so many times. I already understood. I realized that. No problem. Until the body starts giving us trouble, and then you're gonna feel so much identified with the body that can even hamper our spiritual practices.
那么我们也许可能觉得，我现在都已经听这句话听了这么多遍了，我都已经知道了，我不是这个躯体。直到有一天，当你被这个重病缠身的时候，因为这个病痛的这个身体会给我们造成很大的这种困扰，那么这会儿的时候呢，我们可能就会知道怎么如何更深的认同于这个身体了。而在这会儿的时候，甚至于我们对我们的灵修都会产生疑惑。
So yes, we need to hear again and again.
所以呢，我们确实需要反复的去聆听这一点。
Until one day you really become very, very convinced that if you are not this body, then we should be engaging this body in the service of the person to whom this body belongs.
然后直到有一天我们真正的认识到了我们不是属于我们并不是这具躯体，而我们应该用这具躯体去做服务，而去为谁做服务呢？去为那个这个身体本来属于的那个人去做服务。
So we have to practice engaging the senses in the service of the Lord, otherwise you don't become free from this material designation. You don't become free from identification with the body.
所以说呢，我们就必须要训练我们的感官和我们的身体去为这个主做服务，否则的话呢，我们是没有办法真正的去摆脱这个我们对躯体认同的这个概念的。
And when you speak about engaging in service, means devotional service.
那么当我们在谈到去从事服务的时候，它意味着是去从事奉献服务。
And devotional service means do activities only with one purpose, to please Krishna.
而奉献服务呢，也就意味着一心一意的只是要去从事让 Krishna 开心的服务，开心的活动。
It's not always obvious.That we are doing activities really for the pleasure of Krishna.
其实并不是总是那么的明显，显示出我们总是在从事着让 Krishna 开心的活动。
Even I give a simple example, we may cook a meal to offer to the Lord because we are thinking about eating it. We need to eat and we're going to offer to the Lord so we'll become free from karma, so I can eat and not get karma.
比如说给你一个小的一个例子，就是我们在给这个主做饭，那么我们为主做饭呢，其实是要把这个主供奉给主，但是我们脑子里面想的呢是我把这个饭做好了供奉给主，然后呢我就能够从我的业报里面摆脱出来。
So we may not do it really with the intent to please Krishna.
那所以当我们在这么做的时候呢，其实我们真正的意图并不是说是要去让 Krishna 开心。
Certainly we are becoming purified simply by trying to do these activities in a way that it's the proper way, you know, really doing for Krishna. Even though we don't do with a full consciousness, we are becoming purified. But real devotional service means pure devotional service when we really engage in activities only for Krishna's pleasure.
但是呢，就是哪怕我们没有这个完全去让 Krishna 开心的这个意识知觉去从事这个活动，但是呢我们做的这个活动是正确的，而且呢也是想着要去为 Krishna 做服务，就当我们在从事这个活动的时候，其实我们的这个意识感官实际上是完全能够得到净化的，这个是毫无疑问的。但这个并不是纯粹的奉献服务，那么只有是完全一心一意的要让 Krishna 开心的这样的一种意识形态下从事的活动，那个才叫奉献服务。
So we are aiming to get to that, and we are practicing already elements of pure devotional service, so we can come to a point that we become pure. Totally engaged in Krishna's service with the only motive of pleasing him.
所以说呢，这个是我们的目的，然后呢，我们怀着这个目的在从事着去做这个奉献服务的这个练习，然后希望我们在从事这个练习的过程中，某一天我们能够达到完全的纯粹的在纯粹的这种要让 Krishna 开心的动机下去为 Krishna 做奉献服务。
Okay, next question.
The next question is from Buddha's. Gyani 和奉献者的区别是什么？貌似奉献者也需要思辨，研习经典，讨论经典。So what are the differences between Gyani and the devotees? It seems that the devotee also needs to need to speculate and also need to study the sastras, also need to discuss the sastras.
We speculate, but you don't do mental speculation.
那我们虽然说需要思辨，但是我们不会去进行心智推敲。
We speculate based on the understanding we have from the scriptures.
我们思辨呢是基于我们对经典的理解去思辨。
And guided by the spiritual master.
而且呢也是在灵性导师的指导下去思辨的。
So the Gyanis have knowledge that they are not matter, they are spirit.
Gyanis. Yeah, Gyanis is what?
They have knowledge that we are not matter, we are spirit.
OK. 那么这个就是这个思辨家呢，他们有这样的，就是他们具有这样的知识，就是他知道我们不是物质的，我们是灵性的。
So because I'm not matter, so I should become free from this material existence.
那么就是因为我不是这个物质，所以说呢，我就应该从这个物质的存在中得到解脱。
So they want just to achieve liberation.
所以呢，他想要的仅仅是得到解脱。
Become free from material existence.
只是想摆脱这个物质的存在，从中得到自由。
Yes, the devotees also want to become free from material existence.
那么这个奉献者呢，他当然他也是希望能够从物质的存在中得到自由。
But they want to realize their real existence.
但是呢，他也希望能够去觉悟到他真正的存在是什么。
It means to really understand who we are.
也就是说呢，去真正的理解我们到底是谁。
Yes, to understand we are not this body is one certainly a right understanding.
那当然，理解到了我们不是这个躯体的话，已经是一个正确的理解了。
But it's not complete understanding.
但它并不是一个完整的理解。
I am not this body. I am a spiritual soul, part and parcel of Krishna.
我不是这具躯体，我是灵性的灵魂，我是 Krishna 不可分割的一部分。
And that's what is the difference between the jnani and the devotee. The jnani understand that he's not this body, he's spirit. The devotee understands that, yes, I'm not this body, I'm spirit, but I'm part and parcel of Krishna. So he understands part and parcel of Krishna, I engage in Krishna service.
对呢，这就是 jnani 和奉献者之间的区别。jnani 他明白我不是物质，我是灵性的。然后奉献者呢，他知道它不是物质，是灵性的灵魂，而且呢是 Krishna 不可分割的一部分。当他知道自己是 Krishna 不可分割的一部分的时候呢，他也就能够去为 Krishna 去做服务了。
So the devotee goes, the jnani is interested in liberation from material existence, and the devotee goes beyond liberation.
所以说呢，这个 jnani 思辨家他的兴趣所在是得到。从这个物质存在中的解脱，而奉献者他能够得到的是超越于在这个物质存在中的解脱。
For a jnani, the goal is liberation. For the devotee, liberation is a byproduct.
作为jnani 来说呢，他的这个目标就是能够得到解脱，但是作为奉献者，这个解脱仅仅是一个副产品而已。
Liberation comes automatically in the process of becoming engaged in devotional service.
当他在从事奉献服务的这个过程中呢，这个解脱是自然而然会得到的。
The devotee naturally becomes free from material designation.
然后呢，奉献者他也就很自然的从这个物质的身份中摆脱了出来。
Okay, next question.
Next question from Krishnanand Prabhu. 请问阿叔，奉献者一方面和其他人生活在一个社会环境中，另一方面我们没有自己的维系体制、经济基础或体制，我们怎么能够摆脱世俗社会的运用机制？如果不能摆脱，我们就必须在大城小市里按照世俗的经济体系维系自己。如果这个体系忙忙碌碌，请问大多数奉献者们如何不忙碌呢？谢谢，也谢谢翻译。Ashu, my question is that, because the devotees right now has to live in the current social environment with all of the others, and at the same time, we don't have our own system to maintain us.For example, we don't have the foundation of the economy, or we don't have a certain system there. So, how can we be free from this worldly, operation system? If we cannot be free from that, means about we have to be entangled or be maintained by thebusy system which is running in the cities, big cities or the small towns. So means about, but this system itself is very busy. So, because the system itself is very busy, how the devotees who are living in the system can be away, stay away from those business? Thank you.
Yeah, this is an important practical question.
那么首先呢，您问的这是一个非常重要的实际的问题。
Because most of our devotees live in this material world.
因为我们大部分的奉献者呢是身居在这个。
I live in this very materialistic society. Sorry.
那么那因为我们这个大部分的奉献者呢是居住在这个物质倾向很强的这个存在之中的。
And we all know it's very complicated society.
而且我们大家都知道这是一个非常的复杂的一个社会。
But if you apply the principles of Yukta Vairagya,
但是如果你要是去修习 Yukta Vairagya 的原则的话，
to understand that everything should be used in Krishna's service,
也就是说去理解所有的一切都应该用在做对 Krishna 的服务之中，
and really endeavor to use things in Krishna's service, everything we have at our disposition in Krishna's service.
而且呢就是真正的努力的把所有的一切都用在对 Krishna 的服务之中。
So we can simplify our existence even while living in a complicated world.
那这样的话呢就可以让我们把自己的这个存在呢变得简单，即使我们是生活在一个错综复杂的世界里。
And we should not be materially ambitious.
而且呢我们也不应该在这个物质上变得雄心勃勃。
We should try to live in a way that we can maintain ourselves without being too entangled in this very passionate materialistic society.
就是说呢我们尽量的让自己以简单的一种生活方式让自己生活在这个被这个激情形态所驱使的这个熙熙攘攘的社会之中。
Certainly, it's not always very easy to do that.
那当然了，这个能够做到这一点，并不是总是那么容易的。
But if our main motivation in life is to engage in service to Krishna, to satisfy Krishna, naturally, Krishna gives us the intelligence and the facilities to find the ways where we become less and less entangled within this materialistic society.
但是如果我们要是真正的就是一种心心念念总是要想着要让这个 Krishna 开心并且为 Krishna 去服务处在这样的一种这个意识状态下的话那么很自然的 Krishna 他就会帮助我们然后呢让我们越来越少的束缚在受困在这个物质的存在里面。
We have devotees who are very successful business people.
那么我们有些奉献者是非常成功的生意人。
If we have devotees who are living, they are professional doctors and lawyers.
那比如说我们有一些奉献者，他们都是专业的大夫，也是专业的律师。
These are type of profession that you really get involved with very passionate situation.
那么这些职业呢其实都是要让自己很深的卷入到这个激情形态的这个属性里面的。
I mean, if you are in business in order to make money, you have to deal with so many very terrible situations.
比如说像这个生意人如果为了赚到钱的话呢就必须要去应对很多很多的可怕的情景。
You're working in the hospital as a doctor or a nurse, you know, you are facing so many difficult, trouble situations, people lamenting, suffering, horrible, and depending so much on you is so terrible.
那么比如说在医院里面工作的大夫和护士，那么也会去应对各种各样的麻烦的这种情景，而且这个在医院里面就医的这些病人们呢，他们是深受其苦。所以说呢他们总是希望能够去依靠于大夫和护士那么所以大夫跟护士他们所要面临的这种情况呢也是非常的恐惧的也是非常恐怖的
But there are so many devotees who are very successful in these activities in these professions and they are very Krishna conscious
但是呢有很多的奉献者他们都很成功的从事了这些活动同时呢还具有很好的 Krishna 知觉
Because they have impeccable, very impeccable sadhana.
因为呢，他们有很坚强的 sadhana.
And they live by this understanding of Yukta Vairagya. Everything should be used in Krishna's service.
而且呢，他们还这个很好的去遵循了 Yukta Vairagya 的这个原则，也就是他们知道所有的这一切都用作对 Krishna 的服务之中。
My understanding, my little understanding is that everything has to begin with a very impeccable sadhana, a very good sadhana. Not just do, but do it very well.
那我自己的卑微的认为呢，就是所有的这一切呢，都要始于非常的坚定的 sadhana。它并不是说是我们要去从事我们的 sadhana 活动，而是我们要很好的、非常认真的去进行我们的 sadhana 的修习。
Srila Prabhupada actually said, if you begin our day with a good sadhana and end our day with some practice of sadhana, hearing and chanting particularly, and the activities in between, they all become spiritualized, means you can go through them, all those situations, in the right consciousness and to not be affected.
Srila Prabhupada 就讲到，如果我们要是一天在这个已经开始的时候进行了很好的这个 sadhana 的活动，然后呢在一天结束的时候我们也从事一些这个奉献服务的 sadhana 的这些活动，然后在一天之中呢也能够去接触一些灵修上的这些活动的话，那么我们就会处在一个就是非常的稳定的一个状态，无论遇到了什么样的麻烦都能够迎刃而解，不会被任何事情所打扰。
It's the only way. It's the only way to be free from that madness is to have a reasonable good sadhana in the morning and in the evening. Something about hearing and chanting about Krishna has to be there.
那所以说呢，这个是唯一的让我们去摆脱这个疯狂的状态的方法。也就是说呢，要有这个合理的好的 sadhana， 清晨和晚上都需要去从事一些聆听和这个讲述关于 Krishna 的活动的这个活动。
It's the only way to get really protected against all this craziness out there.
那么这是唯一的一个让我们摆脱就这些疯狂的状态的方法，唯一的保护方法。
Even if the devotees have a method of earning, they organize business to engage devotees or things that the devotees can work together to maintain themselves. Still, if you live within this materialistic society, we are always surrounded by this craziness. Even though we may not be working for them, but still we have to work with the world outside. It's inevitable.
那么就即便是奉献者社团里面自己会去从事就是自己的这个营生的这个活动，有自己的这个体系的话，但是也没有办法真正的摆脱整个的这个世俗的世界的这个体系，所以说呢这是一个不可避免的事情。
Our main problem is our senses. Our senses are very disturbed by the object of the senses. So even if you live in a mountain and the senses are not controlled, the senses are going to give us trouble.
所以我们的问题其实在于我们自己的感官。我们的感官呢，它总是被我们的感官对象所牵着走。即便是我们处在深山老林里面，如果我们要是不去控制我们的这个感官的话，那我们其实也是会让自己陷入麻烦的。
So that's the ABC. We have to start by having a very good sadhana. Whatever how much time we're going to get, we have to give quality time to our practice of sadhana.
所以呢这是一个 ABC 的问题，也就是说呢我们必须要始于一个很好的 sadhana， 我们要把我们的有质量的这个时间用作对 sadhana 的修行里面。
Because so much practical things can come out from this, from good sadhana.
因为呢很多的非常实际的这个益处都可以来自于好的 sadhana。
Because if you are engaged in Krishna, try to be engaged in Krishna service, Krishna looks after his devotees.
因为我们在试图要对 Krishna 做服务，而且 Krishna 呢，他是会照顾他的奉献者的。
Krishna says, I provide what they like, I maintain what do they have. Krishna does not tell a lie.
那么 Krishna 他就说了，就是我会这个。
Provide what they lack and maintain what they have.
我会这个就是赐予他们所需，并且维系他们所有。那么 Krishna 他并不是会 ，Krishna 是不会骗人的。
This is what Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. Means if you are engaged in his service, he will take care.
那所以呢，这是 Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》里面讲的话，也就意味着，如果我们真的要是在从事对 Krishna 的服务的话，他就是会照顾的。
The problem is that we are very much afraid of surrendering to him.
但问题在于，我们非常的害怕去臣服于他。
What about me?
那我怎么办呀？
We are fearful, too much fearful. We don't surrender. Now, if you surrender to Krishna, what Krishna says in the end of Bhagavad Gita, just surrender to me. I'll free you from all problems. Don't worry.
那然后呢，我们其实就特别害怕去臣服于 Krishna. 但是 Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》的结束的时候就说呢，就是你只要这个臣服于我，我会照顾一切，不要担心，不要害怕。
So.We just have to surrender to Krishna, and Krishna will put in situations that are favorable for us.
那么所以说呢，我们要做的事情仅仅是臣服于他，然后 Krishna 就会给我们创造有利的条件。
So what we have to really work out, work nicely, and be sure that we are doing it properly, is our hearing and chanting, our practice of sadhana.
所以说呢，我们真正的需要去努力的事情，我们要确认我们所做的是恰当的事情，就是很好的去聆听和唱诵，也就是说呢，要有很好的sadhana。
It's very extremely important. You cannot go without that.
而这个呢是非常重要的一件事情，没有它，就是我们不可能没有这件事情。
Next question.
The next question is from Guru Das Prabhu.请问老师，不理解万事万物怎么能服务 Krishna 呢？一些不吉祥的事物如何服务 Krishna？ 比如粪便怎么服务？毒蛇、蝎子怎么服务？嫉妒、骄傲怎么服务？谢谢大师。My question is that if we don't understand all of the things.How can we render service to the Lord Krishna? And for those inauspicious things, such as the stew, and such as the poisoned snake, such as the scorpion, how these things to be used for the service of the Lord? And also things like
jealousy. Say it again, because I lost something before.The poison snakes. I lost something.
Okay. Well, basically, he's just asking that for the inauspicious things like stew.
Yes.
And also for the things like a poison snake, and also like a scorpion, and also like jealousy, and also like proudness, how all of the things to be used for the service of the Lord. Thank you, Master.
The stool, the way we stay away from stool, because stool is dirty.
那么这个关于粪便呢，我们绕着粪便走，因为粪便很脏。
We stay away from dangerous animals, dangerous creatures.
那么我们也要这个远离有危险的这些动物。
And envy and jealousy is opposed to Krishna's service. By engaging in the proper way in Krishna service, we're going to eliminate this jealousy and envy from the Lord.
而且呢，就像这个嫉妒啊、骄傲啊，其实也是对 Krishna 服务的这个对立面。那也就是说，如果我们要是这个对 Krishna 进行恰当的这种服务的话，那也就意味着我们会去减少嫉妒和骄傲。
So if we engage in Krishna service.Then we have the right understanding how to use everything.
所以，如果我们要是去从事对 Krishna 的服务的话呢，我们就需要有一个正确的理解，如何去恰当的用这些事物。
Next question.
Well, next question is from Radha Ananda Mataji. 顶拜尊敬的阿叔。我们知道自己真实的身份是主 Krishna 的灵性碎片，就是这个就是个体灵魂， 也知道灵魂具有和圣主 Krishna 一样的本质，由于业报才在这个物质世界轮回痛苦。知道这些，会发现除了嘴巴能说，在现实里没有多少人敢真的问自己的敢真的向自己的假我宣战。就如阿叔所言，知道归知道，具体去做，有些人宁肯选择愚昧和低等的知觉，都很难坚定的通过自己的约束走向 Krishna。 深层的原因到底是什么？
Please accept my very humble obeisances to you, 阿叔。 And we know our real identity is the part and parcel of Lord Krishna, and we are the Jiva soul, and we also know that we have the same quality as Lord Krishna. However, because of our karma, we have to come back to this material world again and again to suffer all of those miseries. We find about this, we know about this, we only can speak about this. However, very few people in this world dare to challenge his or her own false ego. As what you said just now, we belief is belief. However, actually to put it in action, it's not easy, it's hard. Some people would rather to choose to stay in the ignorant or lower level of consciousness. It's very hard to make a decision to restrain our sense or to control our sense and make our direction to go to approach to the Lord Krishna. So my question is that what is the deep reason for that? What to make the people so afraid to actually approach to the Lord, but only, you know, speak it as the topic?
Ignorance.
因为是愚昧所致。
Ignorance is our main obstacle.
那么这个愚昧无知是我们的主要的障碍。
And it's not just because we heard and we repeated many times that we are going to become free from ignorance.
并不意味着我们总是在听这个话题我们一直在听这个教导，然后我们就能够从愚昧中摆脱出来。
No, we have to do something practical. We have to have some positive engagement. If material sense gratification is wrong, then what is right? What is the positive engagement for the senses?
那么所以说呢我们必须要去做一些实际的事情。那么如果要是这个物质的感官享乐如果要是错的话，那么什么是正确的事情呢？什么是正确的去运用我们感官的事情呢？
So we need a practical engagement, positive engagement to our senses and mind.
所以说呢我们需要这个正确的积极的这个活动去让我们的感官和心意去从事。
Yes, what we say is true. Most of the people, they prefer stay in the situation that they are because they are afraid of what happens if they give up what they have in order to engage in spiritual life. Yeah, many people are afraid.
那么像您说的这个确实是这么回事，就是有很多人呢其实是很害怕的，因为他不知道如果他要是他愿意就是接着留在自己现在这个状态里面，因为他不知道如果他要是放弃了他现在所有的这个东西而进行这个灵性的休息的话会发生什么。
That's why in the beginning we don't tell people to change their occupation. They tell people to do many things. We just tell them, can you just chant Hare Krishna?
也就是这个原因呢，我们在最开始的时候不会让人去这个改变他所处在的这个状态，而只是让他说，只是对他说，您就念诵 Hare Krishna 就可以了。
In the beginning, we cannot change their misconceptions.
因为在最开始的时候，我们也没有办法去改变他的错误的概念。
As we cannot change our misconceptions just like that.
而且呢，我们也不能够就这样去改变这个错误的概念。
We have to develop the right conception of life, first of all.
我们首先呢，我们先要去建立起对于生命的正确的概念。
So, to get into spiritual life, you need to be brave.
所以说呢，要让自己进入到这个灵性的生活中的前提就是需要变得勇敢。
Yeah, you need to be brave. They say, okay, I have many misconceptions, and now I understand a new conception, and I'm going to try to live according to this new conception.
而且呢，要变得勇敢，就是 OK， 我知道，就是我有很多这种错误的概念。那我现在呢，愿意去改正这个错误的概念，让自己去生活在这个正确的新的概念里面。
But as long as people think that their misconceptions are the right conceptions, then they can never change, it's true.
但是如果这个人他要是还把他这个错误的概念认为是正确的话，那是没有办法改变的，这个就这么回事。
They are not brave enough to try something better.
也就是说呢，他们不够勇敢，没有勇气去尝试一些好的事情。
Spiritualists are the bravest people in this world.
在这个世界里面的这些灵修者其实都是非常勇敢的人士。
Because they are ready to confront their own misconception, only mistaken ideas, only their false ego. They are ready to confront that.
因为呢，他们已经做好了要去面对他们的这个错误的概念以及错误的这个假我的这些事物。
So that requires lot of determination to do something like that.
而且要做这样的事情的话呢，实际上是需要有很多的这个决心的。
But you have to make a comparison. Okay, this is what it's promised if I become a devotee, if I get a spiritual life seriously, and this is what I'm with, what I have right now. So, if I think I'm comfortable, if I think I'm okay, I may not try for something better. Okay, I have already this, I'm comfortable. But if I think I can get something better, can have a better life by engaging in spiritual life, then I'm going to try very seriously.
那么就是可能会去做一个比较，就是把现在的这个生活方式以及我在经过灵修之后可能会得到一个什么样的这个生活方式，会进行一下比较。就如果我要是觉得我现在所生活的这种状态已经挺好的了的话，那它可能就不会发生任何的变化。但如果他要是看到了在这个灵修生活之后他所得到的这种生活状态要比现在的这个生活状态要好的话，那他就会被促使着去做出这个改变。
First, we have to check our own selves. Am I really peaceful? Am I really happy?
那么，所以首先呢，我们要去检醒一下自己，我到底是不是真的开心？我到底是不是真的平和？
If not, means why not trying? Why not trying? Spiritual life does not mean you need to change your life. It's just add something to your life.
所以如果要是不是的话，那为什么我不试试呢？那么这个灵性生活并不意味着我要完全的去改变我的生活，而只是在我现在的生活中加入一些事情。
You don't need to give up your house, you don't need to give up your job, you don't need to give up your family.
所以呢，你不需要去放弃掉你的这个家庭，不需要放弃掉你现在住的房子。你不需要放掉自己的工作。
Try just to understand that maybe there is something better.
而只是试图要去了解可能有些更好的东西存在。
So unless we try it, we cannot ever experience.
所以除非我们真正的去尝试，否则我们是不可能有任何的体验的。
And those who tried and tried very serious or are trying very serious, they notice there is an improvement, so they don't give up, they continue practicing.
而那些就是真正的很认真的去尝试的人呢，他们就可以看到他们的生活中是有提升的，这样的话他们就会变得更加的坚定，而不会有任何的动摇了。
But you cannot you have to choose. Either you are pursuing a materialistic life and try to enjoy your senses in that way, or you are going to pursuing a spiritual life. You have to choose.
所以说呢，你必须要做出一个选择啊，是选择继续去追求这个物质的生活，然后呢过着那样的一种生活呢，还是去追求一种灵性上的生活呢？
So you can、
okay.
It's quite broken, the connection.
Yeah. Now it's okay.
Okay, the next question.
The next question is from 赵吴同蕊 Mataji. 请问阿叔，粪便是土壤的好肥料，如果用于农业，不也是在服务主吗？毒蛇和蝎子在中药中是很重要的药引子，用于人治病不也是服务众生吗？是间接的服务主吗？ Her question is that the stew actually is a very good fertilizer for the soil. So it can be used on the agriculture. So isn't that a way to do some service for the Lord? For the poisonous snake and the scorpion, they can be a very important ingredients for the Chinese herbs.So, could that be used for healing the disease for a human society or the living entities? Can that
yes.
also be considered as an indirect way to serve the Lord?
Yes, it is. It's right. You're right.
你说的很对，是这么回事。
Yeah, I was just thinking about that Prabhu's, I think was Gurudas, a question about using stool. Yeah, how could you use that in Krishna service?Yeah, you're right. Yeah, like in China, they are doing and they're quite successful. They're doing it as a fertilizer, so you can grow. Srila Prabhupada also said that you can use stool as a fertilizer.
这个大叔说呢，刚才也是在琢磨 Gurudas Prabhu 给他提出来的这个问题哈，就如何去用粪便这个。那么这个Mataji 的这个回答是非常的正确的。Srila Prabhupada 也提到过，就这个粪便实际上是很好的土壤的肥料。
Yeah. In our Prabhu just told me, Chandrasekhar Prabhu just told me that in our project in Govardhan near Mumbai, they are using the waste of human beings. They recycle it nicely, and then they can use to grow the vegetables and flowers for the needs of the devotees.
然后那个刚才这个月亮跑步也就加了一点，说在这个孟买附近的这个高尔丹的一个项目里面，就是这个农场的这个项目里面，也是用这个人类的这个就是人类产生的这个粪便呢，或者是这个残渣呀，用在对这个肥料上。
Yeah, and you see in China, they in many places in the countryside or near the cities, you know, they use the waste, human waste in the production of vegetables and other stuff.
然后呢，在这个咱们中国的这个乡下还有村庄里面，很多地方也都是把这个人类的这个粪便用作对于这个种菜，就是这个菜类、蔬菜类或者是一些农作物类的这个肥料。
And yes, and poisonous animals, their poison can also be used to create antidotes and to create medicines that counteract their own poison when you are bitten by these animals.
然后呢，这些这个有毒的这些动物，它们也可以用作。这个解毒的解药，比如说被这个动物要是咬了的话呢，就是他们身上的这个毒是可以解这个毒的。
Or even to make medicines, yeah.
而且呢，就是这些这个毒就有毒的这些动物，他们的这个身体也可以用来制药。
Yeah, so you gave the right answer to Gurudas
所以说呢，您呢给这个 Guru Das Prabhu 了一个他的问题的正确的回答。
Thank you.
谢谢。
Okay.
So that's all of your questions.
Okay. Thank you everybody for your questions.
所以非常感谢大家所提出的好问题。
Thank you everybody for listening.
非常感谢大家的聆听。
And a special thank you to Sati and Anakeli Mataji to facilitate this Sangha.
那特别的感谢 Sati Mataji 还有 Anakeli 能够安排大家进行这个联谊的平台。
Jai Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Nitai Gaura Premanande Hari Hari Ripo
Chuki Jai外昆大之音服务源于聆听各位尊敬的奉献者我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了非常感谢阿叔 Krishna Baladev Prabhu 为我们的精彩讲述和对问题的耐心的解答谢谢 Sati Mataji 谢谢所有的奉献者的聆听祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个炎热的周日 Hare Krishna